the new recruits. Law enforcement agencies are struggling to get people of color to join police forces, so one HBCU launched its own academy. By Melissa Chan. When Tyrese Davis got accepted into Lincoln University's Police Academy, the first of its kind at a historically black college or university, his instinct was to keep it secret. Davis, 22, prides himself on being the first man in his family to go to college, so the acceptance on January 6th was monumental. It meant he was one step closer to building a future for himself amid the economic tumult of the pandemic. But it came after months of civil unrest following the death of George Floyd in police custody, and on the very day insurrectionists stormed the U.S. Capitol, where police would turn out to have been on both sides of the law. As a black man from Baltimore, where anger remains raw over Freddie Gray's 2015 death while under arrest, Davis worried about backlash from his community. Now, I didn't want to let it be known that I was joining a law enforcement academy, he says. I didn't want to be frowned upon. So, on January 19th, when the academy opened in Jefferson City, Missouri, where Davis lives on campus, he didn't share the news with his hometown friends, even though he was making history as part of the first police class at an HBCU. But more than a week later, when he learned that authorities in Rochester, New York, had handcuffed and pepper-sprayed a 9-year-old black girl, the latest in a string of high-profile use of force incidents, Davis got fed up with hiding his dreams from friends and began posting photos of himself on Facebook, wearing body armor and training at the gun range. It's my career, not their career, he says. I want them to realize that I'm going to make a change. That's what we need right now. Research suggests he's right. Throughout history, police forces in the U.S. have been predominantly white and male. In 2016, the most recent year for which data is available, about 72% of local police officers were white and nearly 88% were male. According to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, the BJS, about 64% were both white and male, and about 11% were black, a profile largely unchanged since 1997. A study published in February in the journal Science found that Hispanic and black officers use force less frequently than white officers, especially against black people, evidence that diversity can improve police treatment of communities of color.